Basically, it's mobile Chinese dictionary software for people learning Chinese, and specifically for Westerners learning Chinese.
So people use this facility on handheld devices they can carry around in their pocket. How do they use it?
It's essentially a downloadable piece of software. You can search for Chinese. It's got a very good set of built-in dictionaries. You can search for Chinese words by handwriting them, by keying in pinyin, English to look up, wildcards, all kinds of things like that. It's got a very powerful built-in flashcard function, also test you on stroke order or correctly recalling characters, multiple choice, spaced repetition system stuff. You can tap on words in a text file to instantly look them up. So a bunch of sort of useful features for people learning Chinese.
Can you tell us a little about the inspiration for developing this piece of software?
I was on a study abroad program in 1999 in Beijing, and had gotten as a Christmas present a Palm Pilot, and I'd seen some little electronic Chinese dictionary gadgets in a market in Zhongguancun, and thought it would be a fun idea to try to whip up something like that on a Palm. So I took a couple of off-the-shelf programs. There was a Chinese hand recognizer called Dragon Pen. There was a Chinese display system called CJKOS, and a dictionary engine called, I think it was KDIC, actually designed for Japanese. And I put all those things together, and I made this little sort of Chinese dictionary prototype. Which was great, and it made my life a lot easier. A bunch of my friends started buying Palm Pilots to run this prototype of mine, and next thing you know, I thought maybe there's a business here. So I contacted some very nice people at Oxford University Press, who agreed to license me their wonderful Chinese English dictionary, and that was off to the races. And about a year later, we launched our first product officially, and it's been great ever since.
I guess many of our listeners are actually actively learning Chinese, as I am. What general advice could you give us?
Well, for one thing, and there's a lot of debate about this, I personally say get know and love characters. There's some who would advocate ignoring characters and doing pinyin, but I think the more time you spend with characters, the easier they get, the more like an alphabet they become. So just learn characters as early as possible. It's tough, it's grueling work, but just power through characters. And you've reached sort of a magical point, literally, at least for me. I just woke up one morning and looked at a newspaper and suddenly realized, wait a second, I know every character on this page. And it's such a reward. And that's another thing, is this is really more of a psychological thing, I guess, but find little wins. Find things that you can put a little bit of time towards getting good at, little accomplishments. Learning Chinese especially is incredibly grueling work, and just finding little ways to finding little things you can do. I'm going to read, find a simple book at whatever your difficulty level is and just commit to reading a chapter of that a day, or little ways you can be successful at whatever your level is. And, beyond that, conversation practice also, just... Mm-hmm. As much of that as you can get.
So basically, what you're saying is learning Chinese is not impossible.
No. And it's important to, it's just like a gym coach. It's important to just power through those tough spots and just keep working characters. That's my advice. Just it's tough, but when you get through them, your whole world opens up.